I suppose it is difficult times. We are probably moving towards a recession at the moment, and everybody is under pressure from that. I suppose the decision we took last week at the budget meeting, the majority of councillors supported it, that we would not put an extra 2.5% on the ratepayers in County Clare this year. A lot of people are employed in small businesses, and you know, I suppose they were going to feel the pinch, and we felt like, you know, that they needed a break. They got an increase of 3.8 last year, so this year we decided it was better to change it and not to put the 2.5% extra on them. I think I've heard in the last couple of days on your programme there, you interviewed quite a lot of small business last week, so, and they said, you know, that they're under pressure, and we felt that pressure, so we felt, you know, that it was time to give them a break, and we've done that this year.
Yeah, and Killian, no increase in the commercial rates for businesses next year. Is it the right move in your view, given, as PJ says, and we certainly speak to a lot of businesses and they flag up the difficult situation they're going through, is it the right move, and particularly because of that 3.8% increase that was approved last year?
Yeah, and look, I suppose, good morning, Ellen, and your listeners, and PJ. We're in this position ostensibly because national government doesn't fund local authorities properly, which has left us as councillors and the management team in that invidious position of having to cut services or increase charges. And we have very limited places where we can do that. We made a difficult decision earlier on in the year to approve the increase of LPT for every homeowner in the county. And in my view, and I come from this, from the context of a business, someone who's in business for 30 years, you know, I don't think we debated the consequences of not putting a minimal extra charge on our rates bills and the impact of that on our small and very specifically our rural communities. And, you know, I mean, as a group of councillors, we're at pains to try and not make our decisions on kind of a rural versus urban, but in some cases there are very clear lines, and I think this is one of those where you know, the rates increase is going to be impacted by almost exclusively by those councillors that represent our businesses which are in our urban areas, and the cut in services across community grants and grant aid was going to be felt really hard in the more rural areas. And I think that's a really, it's not a very nice place for us to be as councillors. It is not a nice place for the council to be as a whole. And look, I mean, I'm not at all hard-hearted or don't have empathy for this. As I said, I was in business for years myself. But I think what's really crucial here is to look at the real terms. You know, people talk about a percentage increase. What we're talking about here in real terms for 75% of the businesses in Ennis, 86% of those in Killaloe, 55% in Shannon, 83% in West Clare, was €100 or less a year.
Yeah, you've even, as people will have heard in our news bulletins, you think that a 2% rates rise should have been considered instead, even aside from the issue of, you know, the reduced funding for rural areas. Do you think that that might have been the straw that broke the camel's back for some businesses, or, like as you're saying there, you think it's a fairly, in the overall scheme, a very manageable and low amount of money for businesses to have to pay?
Look, I mean, there are a massive amount of bills coming in the door for every business. You know, we're heat and light. You know, I mean, this is on a domestic level. Everybody's energy bill has gone up. I heard, I was listening to Pat Kenny earlier on a snippet, and was talking about the cost of insurance. You know, all of these bills go up, but they go up for us as a local authority too. And we have to, I suppose, make those difficult decisions as to where do we take in our income and where do we make our cuts. And in my view, €500,000 effectively of cut, because our general municipal allocation goes out to community groups in the main for the work and the events and the sort of public area enhancements that they want to make. And I think, yeah, look, to be honest, I think we should have debated this a bit harder. I think there was a general agreement at the very start of our discussions that it shouldn't be done, but I don't think it was taken to the next step where we as councillors sat down and said, right, well, what is this actually going to look like on the ground in our communities.
Okay.
And we don't make that decision.
Okay. Well, PJ, what do you make of what Killian's had to say? And, as we, you know, should the council have increased the rates, even by the small 2% that Killian is mentioning? You know, expenditure for the council projected to increase to 152 million. That's more than 13 million on last year. You're seeing the effect with the cut to the general municipal allocation and the cut in community funding. Should commercial rates have been increased rather than cutting community funding? Because it is one of the few areas where the council can try and get some money from.
I don't think so, Alan. I've been in business for almost 50 years. Next March, I'd be in business 50 years. And rates is always a problem. It's money that's always have to find. And it comes at a particular time of the year, like when businesses get a bit slack, you know. So it is, I think it was very important. And just to go back to some of the figures, you know, I'm a member of the Rural Development Group, and they will be putting 425,000 into communities this year. And just, you know, there's another new scheme after coming on there. Minister O'Brien approved it last November there, which is an extra 300,000 for communities in Clare to support halls, to support energy bills, support insurance and all that type of thing. So realistically, like, what we took away from the GMA is actually going to be supported, and more actual money coming into stream from the Rural Development Programme.
So you don't anticipate any negative reaction from rural residents when they hear the story emerging from that council meeting and hearing that there's a cut in community funding, that actually it'll be okay?
I can assure all the community groups that they will be at no loss this year. As I said, Minister O'Brien approved 300,000 extra last November, yeah, you know, for community groups, and that's 300,000 that we didn't have last year that we will have this year. And they'll also be getting 425,000 from the Rural Development Group, you know, which is going to make have a major impact. Like, and I think actually, at the end of the day, you know, community groups will be near enough on par, if not slightly better off.
Okay, well, let me put that to Killian then. Does it 20% reduction, Killian, in community funding, but PJ reckons that actually it'll be okay because of Dara O'Brien and the €300,000 plus, bring that up to 725 with the 425k coming from rural development.
Yeah, no, I disagree with that. I mean, this is playing with numbers at the highest order. You know, government funding goes to community groups for very specific portions. And you did actually mention their energy. So that is a specific cost that has been acknowledged, but it doesn't cover all our community groups. I mean, when you look at what's funded through our community sports scheme grants, we're talking tidy towns, we're talking social inclusion projects, community arts projects, council estate funding, Christmas lights, the village paint schemes. That's the sort of stuff that gets funded through our community sports scheme. And we are having to take a €200,000 hit on that, which means that when that committee sits down to discuss the allocation of where that money goes for 2023, they're taking €200,000 off the top. So there is going to be hard decisions made in real terms for many of our smaller towns and villages who are dependent, and indeed many of our local authority estates who are dependent on that money to keep the towns and villages that they live in active, vibrant, looking really good. And who are the prime beneficiaries of communities and settlements that look and act in a good, vibrant way? The business community. Generally, in my own view, I think that we should have gone with this little with a small increase. And there is, if there's any business in the country or the county that was going to be falling on its knees or collapsing out the door in for that €100, you do have to question the you know, I you know, when somebody says to me that that's going to put a business out of business, I don't believe it for a minute. You know, €1, €2 a week. And at the same time, we had a long and hard discussion about our LPT and how we were going to pay, ask our homeowners to increase their pay. And I supported that too. So, you know, to me, this was a balancing exercise. It meant that everybody across the county had we all are taking pain. We have a choice to make cuts. Some choices we could have avoided. And a 2%, I think, was a minimum contribution that our business community could have stood over. And you know, as I said, the numbers are huge. You know, it's 70 to 80 and more percent of our businesses would have been paying €2 a week or less. If it fell down the back of the sofa when they were counting the money on a Saturday night or a Friday evening, I don't think they would have. It wouldn't have been missed. So, you know, it is in the context of that I think we should have had the discussion. Now, I am no problem. We couldn't get the support to have that discussion, and that's fine, and that's democracy. But I think that there are councillors who are going to have to wake up in January and February, who are going to have to be dealing with community groups who are short funding, and the councillors don't have their GMA to make up that funding. And we're going to have to be telling our communities, look, sorry, we can't do that this year. And I think what will happen is their next place that they will go looking is back to the business community. We want to run an event, we want to do this or that or the other, and we need a few quid from our businesses.
So one way or another, you feel if businesses are going to pay, whether they're paying the 2% that you were suggesting, increase in commercial rates, or if local groups are coming to them. And last word on this to you, PJ, what do you make of that point from Killian? One way or another, the rates aren't going up, so the businesses aren't going to be paying 2% extra like Killian suggested, but ultimately rural groups looking for money, they're going to come to businesses and ask them for a helping hand anyway.
Well, as I said, I've been around a long time, I've been in business a long time, and whether the rates go up or down, there's always some community group that will always come to me, or some GAA or soccer or rugby, they'll always want support. If they support their local business, they're entitled to be supported by that business. But what I really believe is, you know, that putting between last year and this year, putting over 6% on business, they just couldn't support it. They couldn't contain it. And as I said, don't forget, like, quite a lot of these businesses employ local people. There's, you know, people work in the shops, like, and they transport it, they bring them the goods and all that, like. And I think I heard one of your shopkeepers say the other day, like, that small grocery stores, like, that have three of them have closed down in the capital town of Innes. And I know in Six Mile Bridge, the village where I have my business, we had 7 public houses one time. We now have 3. Like, I don't really want to see any more businesses closing down in Clare. And I think as a councillor and we as a group, we were fully entitled to support them, and I am glad we supported them.